Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and LaCroix Poppy himself, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. Oh, I like your Power Rangers shirt. Tim, fucking Getty's.
I got Instagrammed. Blessing.
Oh,
saw
yeah.
Saw this shirt so many times that eventually I was like, I need to get it. Mm. But the funny thing about it, like, cool looking shirt, right? All the Power Rangers on it. Put it on today for the first time.
And
read the back.
Godzilla versus the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
And I'm like, excuse me?
Where's Godzilla? What?
Ah, there he is.
This is like the shirt that Roger didn't know was a tie into Metal Gear.
It's like, where's Waldo Godzilla? That's wild.
Roger, really weird.
Roger had the Monkey Ball Metal Gear thing, and he didn't know it was a tie-in. He thought it was just a Monkey Ball shirt. I'm using my phone, by the way, to Google just
answers
that may be like topics that Blessing ends up bringing up. So one of my questions I'm guessing is going to be on this is, what franchise would you like Rockstar Games to work on?
Name.
So I'm Googling just like open world game.
I mean, as long as you put it away by number one, you're good.
Mm.
Yeah. Contestants, are you ready?
Real quick, Greg missed last week.
I did.
You missed one of the best questions I have ever heard. Blessing, can you tell Greg what the question was?
Oh, is it the name a celebrity who was in the Celebrity Deathmatch video game for PS2?
I saw the tweet about this, yeah, or the description.
It was just us thinking, like, what were some rivalries in the 90s?
Yeah.
Pam Anderson, Carmen Electra, those are like, that's kind of where I was, I think. What did Paris was the only one
Paris
who got one.
Got Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
It was the first time we almost struck out for a question entirely. Yeah. The Paris got one. We leave and just like start talking about to the office. Immediately, Roger nails the number one, Marilyn Manson.
Wow.
And it's like, what the fuck, Roger? And here he is.
He wasn't even alive.
Here comes Roger. Everybody did it.
The lock has been stolen from. I would have won this fucking game. I win, and then guess what? The fucking championship is stolen. And then now the fucking only question that I know is stolen from me. I would have won it.
Yeah, what's another answer you would have given?
Carrot Top.
No, that was the 40-point answer right there.
He just starts nailing these fucking things.
He wasn't even alive.
Yeah, but he had MTV2, so he watched all the reruns religiously and then legitimately loved this video game.
Yeah,
what
was
the ref's name?
Oh.
Did he go, let's get it on?
Yeah. He was a big deal back then. He's probably dead.
I don't know why Roger walked in.
Tim thought it was Marvin Gaye.
Roger walked in here like Bob Backlund.
Right?
Yeah, he kind of had this strut to him.
He was very
excited.
He was presenting.
Barrett's right. I did say Marvin Gaye when they said, let's get it off.
It's good. Shot by his father.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,400 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts.
Bite you.
Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and we'll ask.
Goddamn, I'm sorry. He wore women's lingerie and bit somebody. And then he's fine. He came back.
Don't remember.
Bounced right back.
I'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny Best Friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt.
God forbid you give a lingerie, you know?
If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible
open world game. I don't remember the details of this. I was a child when this happened, so if it was actually kind of... I'll read about it. I'll get back to you.
If Greg says The Witcher and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Tim says Fallout and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says GTA and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out it was really bad. I apologize for making a joke about this.
Oh,
God.
Who would have thought?
Wow, this is Patreon content.
Well, no, it's just back in the day, you know.
What's
You're a kid,
what's question
you
question
about
number
blessing?
One. What's question number one?
Round number 1. Name an iconic fictional city in a video game. Name an iconic fictional city in a video game. A nice, easy one to start off with. We're going to start off with Tim.
Vice City.
Tim says Vice City. Vice City is our 30-point answer.
Damn.
Andy Cortez.
San Andreas.
Andy says San Andreas. San Andreas. / Los Santos is our 50-point answer.
Come on, you fucking stupid people.
They wrote it in enough that I had to count them both as the same thing, obviously. But then, they wrote it in more than even Vice City, surprisingly.
Thank you.
Greg Miller.
I can't believe, like, how did he come back from this? This is horrible. All right, fuck Marv Albert. What was the question?
Name an iconic fictional city in a video game.
And they said Los Santos.
Vice City.
Vice City. Liberty City.
Greg says Liberty City. Liberty City is our 40-point answer. We're back to Tim.
Sorry, what was 50? Was San Andreas 50?
San Andreas was 50.
Yeah, shit, okay.
/ Los Santos.
Man. Night City.
Ah.
Tim says Night City. Night City is not on the list. Andy.
I'm glad I didn't say that. There's got to be cities in non-big open world games, right? Like, there's got to be. They got, like, Hyrule City, or what's? Huh.
What's Greg doing?
I'm being funny on camera. Somebody's watching, like, I'm going to forget that he brought up a horrible thing he didn't know was horrible.
Because
it's bad, Tim, you know? Can't trust anything you hear when you're a kid.
You can't.
I'm going to. Shit, man. I'm going to say. When was this poll put on?
About 5 weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah, 5 weeks.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm going to say. I'll just say Whiterun.
Andy says Whiterun. Whiterun is not. On that's the list.
Skyrim?
Oh, I don't know. Right? That's what I'm asking.
I don't even know. I think, yeah.
I think it's not Skyrim. Not
Witcher. All right, so the question is phrased how, name an open world.
Name an iconic fictional city in a video game.
Oh, okay, cool. And then we're all.
Andy gave Los Santos, you gave Liberty City, and Tim
so
gave.
So think about Marv Albert, huh?
Really odd. Yeah, I'll let you know. Like, again, I'm shocked at how bad this was. You know, I didn't know everybody.
You still got the 10 and 20 points.
Hyrule.
Greg says Hyrule. Hyrule is not on the list.
So upset.
That's why capital city of Hyrule. Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
New Vegas.
No. Wow.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
Vermilion City.
Ooh. No.
Damn.
Ooh.
Boston.
No. The 10-point answer, Rapture.
Right.
Rapture. The 20-point answer, Midgar.
Okay, cool. That's a good
Midgar.
Answer.
Midgar.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Fair enough, fair enough.
With that, Tim got the 30-point answer with Vice City. Greg got the 40-point answer with Liberty City. Andy got the 50-point answer with Los Santos, all from Grand Theft Auto. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in third place with 30 points is one Tim motherfucking Geddes. Just 10 points ahead of him in second place is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 40 points. And just 10 points ahead of him is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, with 50 points. But it's still anybody's game.
Listen, I hate to just double down on things, but my question does
then
become,
don't.
Tim, did the Power Rangers fight Godzilla, or was this a comic? Or
I don't know.
Okay, is it just art? You think?
Yeah,
because the logo kind of looks
official,
fake.
Oh,
I thought fake.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very opposite of Binion.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a cool idea, I guess.
Round number two.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. That's pretty cool.
You get the Dragon Zord and Godzilla.
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
no, but like, are we? Yeah. Is this for sure Power Rangers? Yeah, these are Power Rangers.
Yeah,
I'll say it could be like Kamen Rider or something.
No,
like.
No. It's.
Do you think the Dragon Zord, like the Green Ranger, had a cool thing with like
Power? He's so little.
Maybe it was a comic book crossover.
I appreciate just like the placement of them. You don't always see blue so like front and center. You know,
good art.
Yeah,
Billy.
Cool
that's
stuff.
His name.
Anyway, back to your
Billy.
Show, Les.
Billy.
It is.
Really?
It is.
Round number two.
Really?
Name a game from the last 10 years with a pixel art style.
Mm.
Name a game from the last 10 years with a pixel art style. We're going to start off with Tim Geddes.
Celeste.
Tim says Celeste. Celeste is our 50-point answer. Next up.
Yeah.
Greg Miller.
Shit, really? Fuck. I didn't expect it to come to me. I don't like that one bit. Last 10 years?
Last 10 years.
Fuck. You know?
I know. You're telling me.
10 years like means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
I know. Oh, blessing. Oh, Billy.
Billy.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
You,
is it like, Billy Madison?
From you,
Billy
like Madison? 2 minutes ago.
Billy.
Oh, it's, yeah. I think
like Men in Black.
I think it's when Chris Farley's like doing the seducing thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
No, maybe not. No.
No, maybe it's when he kills the clown, Remember when the clown does?
No. Hi, kids. I bet you thought I was dead. I don't know. But when I fell down, I just broke my leg and had a hemorrhage in my head. They don't make them like Billy Madison anymore, all right?
I'm sorry.
Bless shaking his head. I'm sorry I didn't teach you something on Patreon today.
It's Jim Carrey doing it. He's doing an impression of somebody.
You're right. Is it Cable Guy?
It is Cable Guy.
Cable Guy. Yep. We got there in the end, everybody. Pixel art style for the last how many points 10 is that plus? Years. I don't like it. I don't like either of my answers. I'm going to put it up, and I'll save the second one to also strike out with. I'm going to say Shovel Knight, and I know that probably was longer than 10 years ago, but I'm hoping people are very generous.
Greg says Shovel Knight. Shovel Knight is our 40-point answer.
Thank you. It was longer than 10 years ago, right?
No. It was 10 years ago. It was 2013.
Yeah. 10 years on the dot.
Wow.
Andy Cortez.
Stardew Valley.
Andy says Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley is our 30-point answer. So far, it's looking like a clean sweep here. It's looking like a clean sweep. Can we continue that, Tim? Motherfucking Gettys.
Sonic Mania.
Tim says Sonic Mania. Sonic Mania is not on the list. Greg Miller.
Octopath Traveler.
Greg says Octopath Traveler. Octopath Traveler is our 20-point answer.
See, I thought it would be, I was afraid of the HD 2D thing getting in the way of it.
Andy Cortez, can you make this a full wipe?
What's the remaining answer? 10?
Just the 10-point answer.
Oh, man. I don't like this right now.
You know, John Tesh wrote the NBA jingle.
Sure did. Do you know he gave full rights to the Levitar show to use it whenever they want?
No.
Without paying him royalties. Man. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's so
I'm going to go with... I'm going to throw this just a little... This is a little too cute of an answer. I'm going to say Mario Maker 2.
Andy says Mario Maker 2. Mario Maker 2...
Not on the list.
...is not on the list. The 10-point answer, Dead Cells. Dead Cells.
Good ass.
With that, Greg got the 20-point answer with Octopath Traveler. Andy got the 30-point answer with Stardew Valley. Greg got the 40-point answer with Shovel Knight. Tim got the 50-point answer with Celeste.
No Hyperlight Drifter. That's crazy.
Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, tied for second place with 80 points each is Tim motherfucking Gettys and Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. And just 20 points ahead of both of them is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 100 points. Can he keep it up? We'll have to wait and see because it's still anybody's game.
I thought he was going
to
cut it off there.
Round number 3. Name a video game with nudity. Name a video game with nudity. For this one, I will accept franchise names. We're going to start off with Tim.
Grand Theft Auto.
Tim says Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is our 40-point answer. Next up, Andy.
5 weeks is such a weird time period.
It is.
It's such an unfortunate time period. Why am I thinking of this one game? Like, no one's going to... It's not going to be on the list, but for some reason, it affected me.
Sure it did.
In the best ways. I'm going to say it anyway. Mm-hmm. Baldur's Gate 3.
Andy says Baldur's Gate 3. Dude, Baldur's Gate 3 is not on the list. I felt that for you, though.
Critical failure.
Yeah. Roll the one.
Gregory.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I'm going. All right? And it's one that I don't... I'm going to say it and justify it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mass Effect. Which I wouldn't normally toss out, but I think people remember the sex scenes. It wasn't ever graphic, but there was like booties and shit.
Oh, those pumping, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I've seen some titties in games, but I don't want to get like granular into it, you know what I mean?
Greg says Mass Effect. Mass Effect is not on
the list.
Good job,
audience. I thought you were stupider than that, you dumbasses.
Jesus. Tim.
Between two here... I'm God of War.
Ah, that's a great one, Tim.
Tim good says God of War. God of War.
One answer.
Is our 20-point answer.
Fucking Jesus.
Wow.
Take the wheel on this one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Cortez.
Where Cyberpunk.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
That was
Andy says Cyberpunk 2077. Cyberpunk 2077 is our 30-point answer.
What the fuck is the 50?
Greg Miller, can you nail it?
I doubt it, because it was the first one that popped into my head. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll admit it, all right? I'm old.
Yeah, say it, Greg.
I'm old as shit.
Do it.
So I'm going to say Heavy Rain.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Madison Page, oh, beautiful, right. Sexy. There's right. A love scene. It wasn't a sex scene. It, well,
you also,
love.
You also see
Ethan
them.
Mars, both his kids probably dead.
You see them boobs, fuck. And she's in the shower too.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the game.
Is that all David Cage's game? Because I feel like that happened in Beyond.
I don't remember.
I didn't play.
Oh, you know what? I think that was the controversy, because it was a version of that with Elliot Page's character, but then like that wasn't supposed to get out, but it leaked.
Oh.
Turned the whole thing. Elliot Page got mad at David Cage.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, oh, shocking. The whole thing.
And I think Detroit Become Human had some sort of name, but I can't remember. Anyway.
He's saying.
Heavy Rain is our 10-point answer.
I'll take it. Thank you, guys. Wow. Thanks, oldies.
Can I guess the 50-point answer?
Go for it.
The Witcher.
The Witcher 3, yes. Yeah. That was the 50-point
answer. It opens up with nudity.
Yeah, bathtub.
And I will shout out the 6th-place answer for the tiebreaker would have been Mass Effect. That had 71 votes. Right under that, Tim was making a reference to it. BMX XXX.
Oh.
29 votes.
Well, you said okay. you're going old. We're going real old.
I thought he was Leisure Suit Larry or some shit.
Do you see Geralt's wiener?
No, you see
his butt.
I don't consider that new.
I mean, come on. No. But also, Yennefer and Tess. Tris, sorry. Tris and
Do you
Yennefer.
See boobies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah. They fuck on a unicorn, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hot.
Wait, he's double-cheeked up at the beginning of the game.
He is, but I feel like you see a butt on TV, you're just like, that's a butt. But when you see dong, it's like, this is a serious
thing. That's why I almost went, I was thinking of like trying to go, I couldn't remember which one. It might be Dante's Inferno, where they had like Lucifer's penis. Remember, that was a big deal. One of them where you fucking fought a giant.
Metal Gear Solid 2. How many times was that written in?
Raiden.
Oh, I don't know if that was written in that much.
Man, you should see the Baldur's Gate mods, man. It's fucking crazy. Oh, they're giving the Dragonborn characters just extreme cake. Like,
oh, yeah.
They seriously, Tim, just put like 3 placement points, boob, boob, butt, and just like raised up the inflate slider. It's hilarious looking. It's so stupid.
With that, Greg got the 10-point answer with Heavy Rain. Tim got the 20-point answer with God of War. Andy got the 30-point answer with Cyberpunk. Tim got the 40-point answer with Grand Theft Auto. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, tied in 2nd place now is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez and Greg CEO Senior Miller with 110 points each, which means right now in 1st place, 30 points ahead of both of them, is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 140 points. Can he keep it up? We'll have to wait and see, because it's still anybody's game.
I'm in a bad place, bless.
Well, we're only in round number 4.
Moving day right now.
Round 4.
Moving day.
Name a game Greg Miller reviewed for IGN.
Oh, nice.
Name a game Greg Miller reviewed for IGN. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Come on, big boy, make me give it up. Take it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Peace Walker.
Nice. Good pick.
Andy says Peace Walker is not on the list. Greg Miller.
Uncharted 3.
Greg Miller.
I can't just say a blanket, right? I have to pick.
You have to say it specifically. Uncharted. Yeah, this one I'm not taking franchises. Greg Miller says Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3 is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
Fucking crushed it.
Tim Geddes.
I remember because it was so good and everybody agreed. It was the first time all of IGN was like, it's great. And all the fans.
Unanimous.
Uncharted 2.
Tim Geddes says Uncharted 2. Uncharted 2 is not on
Christopher Roper.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing with why you gave Uncharted 3 a 10.
Andy Cortez, we're back to you.
Man.
Nucci Boochies.
Yakuza.
Which one?
Come on, you're not going to do this to me, bro.
He just said he's not doing just franchises.
I did say that.
Fuck.
Yakuza 3. I don't know.
Andy says Yakuza 3. Yakuza 3 is not on the list.
No Yakuza's on there, guaranteed.
Greg Miller.
I'm going to say Uncharted Drake's Fortune.
Greg says Uncharted Drake's Fortune. Uncharted is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Lair.
Oh, good one.
Tim says Lair.
Factor 4.9.
Lair is not on the list.
Get educated on Greg Miller.
We're done, right?
We're done.
Should I have gone Infamous instead of Uncharted?
Yeah, Infamous 1 was the 20-point answer. Yeah. Lair was the tiebreaker, actually. Lair would have been the sixth place answer.
Can I guess Arkham City?
No.
Arkham Asylum?
No. This is actually a surprising list. So the 10-point answer is Persona 4 Golden.
Sure.
Which makes a lot of sense. 20-point was Infamous. 30-point, Patapon. Yeah. Which, was that true?
You reviewed Patapon? Jeff did Patapon 1. I did Patapon 2 and
gotcha.
3.
Gotcha. So you just got that wrong. 40-point answer, Armored Core 4.
Funny, because we just talked about that on content.
So funny.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
Funny. See, I've just heard several times on content that Greg say, yeah, Yakuza games, I used to review them back in the day. I use that anecdote a lot.
I don't want to fucking play another goddamn game that's been the same for a decade, but everyone wants to act like it's the coolest fucking shit ever.
Yeah, wow.
With that, Greg got the 50-point answer with Uncharted 3.
Yeah.
Barrett, what's the score as you roll into the final round?
The scores as they stand currently going into round number 5 right now in third place with 110 points is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. 30 points ahead of him in second place is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 140 points. And 20 points ahead of him with 160 points currently is Greg CEO Senior Miller. But it's still anybody's game.
Our final round, round number 5. Name a game with the word ghost in the title. Name a game with the word ghost in the title. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Andy says Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima is our 50-point answer. Tim Geddes.
Call of Duty Ghost.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Don't laugh through that.
Tim Geddes says Call of Duty Ghost. Call of Duty Ghosts is our 30-point answer.
Yes.
Greg Miller.
Ghostwire Tokyo.
Oh, Greg says Ghostwire Tokyo.
Forgot about that game.
Ghostwire Tokyo.
I hope other people didn't.
Is our 20-point answer. And we're back to Andy Cortez. Right now, there's only two answers left on the board.
Ghost Recon.
Which one?
Oh, no, fuck
I'm just kidding. I have a dog.
That's good.
Andy says Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon is our 40-point.
Whoa!
And that does encompass the franchise.
2,000 points!
And then
what's the
Tim Geddes.
One's open still?
We only have our 10-point answer open.
Ah.
So I think Andy's technically has clutched this.
Wow. Okay, well, that makes me feel good. Knowing I can't win. Then I'm going to go with my very Tim Geddes answer, StarCraft Ghost.
Huh. Tim says StarCraft Ghost. StarCraft Ghost, not on the list. Well, it's written in quite a bit.
God of War, Ghost of Sparta?
That's my pick, sir. Yeah. God of War, Ghost of Sparta.
Not on the list.
Ghostbusters.
Really? Wow. No. I don't think you guys would ever get this.
No Ghostbusters.
Answer.
What?
Yeah. The 10-point answer. Well, Ghostbusters was a split because there was people riding with Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. There was like the other Ghostbusters games. Our 10-point answer, Ghost Trick Phantom Detective.
Oh,
nice.
A game that, like, I think got a re-release on Switch.
Yeah, recently.
Little Pomeranian.
Good for y'all. With that, Greg got the 20-point answer with Ghostwire Tokyo. Tim got the 30-point answer with Call of Duty Ghosts. Andy got the 40-point answer with Ghost Recon. Andy got the 50-point answer with Ghost of Tsushima. One more fun tidbit for you regarding the tiebreaker answers. Going back to round number one, where I said to name an iconic fictional city in a video game, in our sixth place, we had New Donk City.
With four votes, which I love.
What a great city.
Yeah, right under that, Raccoon City.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then under that, Night City. And then under that, we had Gotham. So which I think somebody said Arkham City, but maybe that was another question. I think that was another question. Yeah.
Damn, Raccoon City, I can't believe.
Surprised nobody gave that.
I was so shaken, it wasn't until right now that I put together the city thing. You guys should have laughed me out of the room when I said fucking Hyrule. Like, everything had city in it.
I did.
No, you didn't make a big enough.
I think you're still focused on the content.
I was thinking of like locations. I thought it was open world city,
and it does matter.
Yeah.
Barrett, what's the final score?
The final score is in third place with 170 points is Tim fucking Geddes. Just 10 points ahead of him to get second place with 180 points was Greg CEO Senior Miller. And our champion for this week coming in with 200 points is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez.
I want Tim and Greg to be standing next to me like the end of a Smash Bros.
That's what I'm always doing.
I love an Andy Cortez win.
Yeah, it's kind of rare. Right?
It's a feel-good moment.
Yeah, yeah. No, it only happens every now and then.
Yeah, very, very rare.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of Kind of Feudy, where Andy be able to maintain his championship throughout the rest of the season. I believe there's only one episode left, and so we'll see.
Maybe.
I've got two wins this season, though, now.
Oh, yeah. You might become the season champ for season 11 or 12. I've lost
count. Who knows?
Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Greg. That's been Tim. That's been your current reigning champion, Andy Cortez. It's been our pleasure to serve you.